Hyper Listening, Advanced.
Lesson 7, Lecture 2.
You will hear a lecture. Write your answer in English. You will hear it twice.
Coffee houses were introduced into Western Europe from the Arab world in the first half of the 17th century. The first coffee house in England was set up in Oxford in 1650 and is still in use today. The first coffee house in London was opened in 1652 and was soon followed by hundreds more. Important people met in these places, which were sometimes referred to as penny universities because it cost a penny for coffee and because scholars, philosophers, and politicians visited them to discuss current events and ideas. Besides such people, the coffee houses became popular with merchants, lawyers, writers, and booksellers, and in fact, gradually became general meeting places where business could be carried on, news exchanged, and newspapers read. Because they were open to everyone who could pay just a penny, people of various social classes could mix together and join freely in the discussions and debates for which the houses were famous. Their popularity decreased greatly towards the end of the 18th century, though mainly because of the increasing popularity of tea houses, which, unlike the coffee houses, were also open to women.